Great morning, Troop Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Great morning, Bailey.
Good morning.
How you doing and feeling?
I felt congested myself. I felt a little burning in my throat.
Yeah, I felt congested.
My eyes is burning a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't. When I'm on my way here, mm-hmm. I like literally. Okay, y'all gonna say this is Shay Shay Foo Foo.
Because it is.
Really? I ain't even told you the deal
yet. You can't get around it. Yeah.
I have connected parking. Connected to my home.
Yes.
And so I literally walk out of my house and get into my car
mm-hmm.
without going outside. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have to feel the fresh air on me.
Because there's no fresh air out there, but go ahead.
Because there's no fresh air. And so then I drive to work and I get here, you know, and so then when I open the car door, then I feel and smell, and it smells crazy out there too.
Smell like some tires burning. It smells like chemicals or something, you know what I mean?
It does smell like tires are burning or something like that. Something's on fire, yeah.
Like real bad burning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like everywhere you go.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen, let me just say, Milwaukee and Troop
you
Nation.
You do need an N95 mask.
Yeah. Listen, we don't have any fog this morning. I just want to let you know
that. Yeah, no, it's not fog.
We don't have fog. So when you go out there and see that and be like, oh, it's foggy. No, that's not fog.
No.
That's smoke. From the Minnesota and Ontario wildfires?
I thought it was the Canadian wildfires.
Ontario, Canada.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me have my coffee.
Okay.
So, yeah. So.
Order in the studio.
And you know what? I'm a little uncomfortable this morning. I don't know what's going on with the chair here. The chair is not up.
So when we go to break, we're going to go. We're gonna play musical seats.
Okay.
Because sometimes we come in and it's like they miss it.
Right.
So you just gonna have to swap out with that one and then, we'll do that during the break though.
Because you see how low I'm sitting?
I know. I'm like, hey, Bailey.
And I'm barely over the computer. I like to see your face. You know?
First time
anyway.
Ever I saw your face. I'm just saying.
Rest in peace, Roberta Flack.
That part. But yeah, no, it is terrible. If you have any health issues and especially breathing issues, please, if you don't have to go out, don't go out.
Don't go out.
And if you're in the car, you know, leave your windows up while you're driving.
This is not the day for you to roll down your windows.
It took a minute coming into the Third Street Market Hall for the smell to finally start really dissipating to me.
Let me tell you this, too. It's only 71 degrees in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn on the AC in your car. I know it's on by habit right now, but don't turn it on because...
Unless you're recirculating the air that's already in there.
Exactly.
That's how I do mine. You trying to bring in the outside air?
You're going to create...
Like a carbon monoxide.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah. It's like a whole bad, because I had it on when I first got in the car, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, my eyes is burning.
And it will.
It's
thick, Bailey.
It is. It's thick out there. Y'all, this ain't, and it's not fog. Again, it's not fog out there.
Right. When you're, just driving from the inner city and just looking at the sky, but when I got to the downtown skyline, you could really see how terrible it was. But like I say, if you let your window down just a little bit, you're going to catch all the smoke, literally. And mm-hmm. it's terrible. And it, you know, I'm blessed. I don't have any breathing issues. I don't have asthma or bronchitis or anything like that.
I had to tell my son, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was thinking we was already having issues yesterday.
Yeah.
But he was okay. But I told him, hey, don't even go outside today.
Right, this ain't what
you want.
Don't
open a door. Don't crack a window.
Yeah, this ain't what you
want. Stay in the house.
This ain't what you want. And to everybody who runs daycares or learning centers, don't send them children outside.
Nope, they can't go outside and play
today. Don't send them children outside.
Cannot go outside and play today.
And if you have some type of air purifiers, turn them on full blast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turn them on full blast because.
Y'all think we playing. When you get outside, you're going to see how you need one of them M95s. I just saw some people jogging by. I don't know why they would jog.
Were they white?
Homer!
Order in the studio.
I think you know the answer
the
to that.
The legendary Homer Blow. Listen.
I think you know the answer to that.
I'm just saying. A lot of them, some of them are different. Like, I can't go up to Lambeau Field in the dead of the cold football season where the temperatures are saying, bring a blanket. You know what I'm saying? Besides your big, thick coat. And they out there with no shirt on, with Packers, the P, the A, you know. No, I can't do it. No. Now, I'm not saying it's not some black people that do that, because I'm sure there are.
Yes.
But when I see some extreme things, like I don't see a lot of black people wanting to climb Mount Everest.
There's a couple.
Yeah. That, you see the number? See how you can count us? It's just not one of the exciting things that we choose to do. When you've seen the ones that climb to the top of the Empire State Building, the very top. No ropes, no safety harnesses. We take enough chances in our community as it is. The last thing I'm thinking about doing is climbing a whole building.
Right.
With no safety harnesses and all of that. I'm trusting on, you know, I mean, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. So a lot of things that I notice, and this is just my opinion on it.
Okay.
That, they do a lot of things that, are different.
I mean, there are some things that you go, as a black person, you hear about it and you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't us.
Right.
That wasn't us. Right. I know that wasn't us.
Right. You know, mutilating corpses and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. They cause the destruction, but they ain't trying to take care of it like that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
They out of here.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, I like I said, I just noticed, you know, I'm not saying all white people, but it's a lot that do some things and be like, what the hell are you doing? Like, if we had the big mamas of black in the day, the grandmas for real. What the hell you doing out there with that? What you better put some clothes. You know you gonna die with this smoke. You trying to? You can't breathe in and breathe out with all this stuff. What the hell is wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you? If you don't get your ass in the top somewhere and sit down, not sit down, sit down. I'm just saying we would get that message and grandparents and other. Like, get your butt in here. You know you got asthma. You just had to have a breathing treatment the other day. Now, you don't you go outside.
Right. You just got off the machine today.
Right. So, you know, we ain't playing that. We not playing that. I'm just saying. So, which also brought me to Bailey to think about when California or the West Coast, and they usually have a lot of wildfires. We are miles away from all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And are being affected like this.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you're right there in the eminent domain of it all?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be crazy.
Now, I have been to Seattle when they were being affected by the Canadian wildfires out there. And, it was bad.
Yeah.
Right. You definitely had to have the M95 mask. Like they're telling us today. I had to And back then, I definitely had to send my sons, like, because he was up there for a couple of weeks before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and it wasn't like just a couple of days for them. They right. had it for weeks.
What? You're right.
Weeks, yeah. And so I had to send his, you know, asthma machine up there so he could do his asthma treatment. He had to do asthma treatments regularly up there.
Yeah.
Because it was just that bad.
Right. And, you know. And parents and guardians, if you have children that are participating in sports and they have to go to outside, you know, yeah. training and all of that,
I would cancel.
Yeah,
I'm
would
sure
be
canceled.
Like, nope. You know, not, yeah. not at all. Because it is. We're talking about it extensively because it is not healthy out there.
Yeah.
We do have a call on the Truth Talk text lines. We've got Brian. Brian, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear us talking about the seriousness of this wildfire smoke that is just engulfing our whole city. We know it's taking over other places. So what's your truth, Brian?
My truth is this, and good morning to both of you. What's going on with the Canadian fire system? I mean, why is this happening every, well, here recently?
Yeah, it seems like
I
every
think this
year.
Is the second summer.
Second or
why
third?
Is this,
second or third?
Don't they learn what they have to do? I mean, if this keeps happening like this, they need to, you know, hire some of our firefighters in the United States to get up there and help them when they have these major fires or what have you. And where's the footage of the fires? You know,
right.
a lot of this stuff, I really don't believe it. I think it's something else going on. But if it is a fire, where's the footage? We get news reports from all other countries when they have disasters. Why don't we have video proof of these fires that are actually going on in Canada? Why isn't the Canadian government saying anything to us about it? I mean. Also, I thought we lived in a globe where it spins around at 600 or 1,000 miles an hour. So if fire is burning like that and smoke is like, wouldn't it dissipate if we're spinning so fast on this globe? Hmm. Yeah, that disproves my fact that we're in a stationary firmament planet and we're being fed a bunch of BS. So, yeah.
All right. Please. Thank you very much yeah. for your truth, Brian. Go ahead.
There is global warming, y'all. For mm-hmm. people that don't believe in global warming, this is a prime example.
And I just literally just Google searched Canada wildfires, and I just pulled up the videos in 10 seconds. So
okay.
there you go, Brian. Just Google it real fast, and you can see the footage of it.
All right. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Got to take care of these bills and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Adversity on King, we believe taking care of our community.
You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Great morning, Truth Nation. It is Truth in the Morning. It's good to be inside. That's a good place to be. If you have not been out yet, if you go, please wear a mask. If you have a mask, time to pull them out. Some of you may have never stopped wearing them. But yeah, if you do have a mask, we would advise that you wear that mask for your own health and safety. When you are inhaling these the smoke
fumes,
yeah, you don't know what's inside.
Mm-hmm.
And Haley, did I end up talking about like that anomaly that I saw on Capitol Drive? And other people saw it too, where all of the seagulls were just dying. They were just like.
Yeah, we talked about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, you know, can you imagine the effect on the birds and the wildlife here
well,
in the city and
I mean,
in the
think
county?
About it. I just noticed when I was coming in that there were unhoused people, you know, in the parking area, in the garage area.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed some unhoused people in there, you know, homeless.
Yeah, no.
Unhoused is the new terminology, but I did, and I was like, I didn't realize that they even came in here, that this was a spot.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was sleeping.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I've never saw it, so we may enter a different place. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, but you would hope again, even them, that something like, you know, could get a mask. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just drop.
Yeah. Y'all know y'all got some old M95 masks at your house from COVID. Mm-hmm. You know they're in the closet.
Yep. Packed away.
Yeah.
Some people threw them away.
Pulled their mugs out.
Some people threw them away.
Yeah.
Because there were locations that were giving away cases.
Yeah.
To different organizations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of the mask when we were going through the thick of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
COVID ain't gone, y'all.
No.
There's people still being diagnosed with COVID.
Yeah.
But they now the incubation time has changed.
Right.
And I always wondered, how did they do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. if it takes this, then how'd y'all break it down now?
Yeah.
You know, like, well, you know, 2, 3, you can go right back to work. We're like, huh? Just wear a mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't,
nah.
I don't know about that. But yeah, so, but that's interesting that because it brings up a situation where when I gave condolences, and I'm going to give our producer, it's in Milwaukee Black Media email, but the Milwaukee crash near 12th and Atkinson, and I'd say condolences to Wink.
Right. Who, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, referred to and known as Wink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the family is speaking out, but it's also created a debate on social media, on the different platforms.
Okay.
And, you know, I had a chance to kind of like talk about it on my other platform and really like put the question to people, you know, because a lot of people were saying, you know, where's his family? Where's his family? Where's his family? And because of his, and I can believe that, you know, he had a severe mental health illness.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a choice.
Yeah.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and different family members were addressing online, you know, hey, look, you know, he has family.
Yeah.
You know, and then kind of gave their truth on what happened, you know, in their opinion on how, and not with him being hit. It being a fatality, because he's been hit some other times, unfortunately. But, you know, the question, where the family at?
Right.
You know, why didn't nobody do this? Why didn't nobody do that?
But you don't know that they didn't do this or that.
Right. Well, you know, I have a interesting perspective on that some people may not look at themselves and think about, you know, because the same can be said about some of the same people that are saying, where's the family at?
Right.
So, yeah, I want to talk about that. Do you have that clip ready? Our producer, Xavier, has the clip that will bring you up to speed on what we're talking about. And for those of you from Milwaukee or in Milwaukee and know anything about Atkinson, you will be familiar with the late Wink. So we're going to play this clip, and we're going to talk about it and talk about what I think could be considered a double standard, in my opinion. And we'll find out what Bailey thinks and what you think, Truth Nation.
Mm.
All right, Xavier.
People gathered tonight on the north side to mourn the loss of a 70-year-old man killed last night as he was crossing the street. He's the third person in Milwaukee this week alone to die after being killed in the crosswalk.
This time the driver did stop and is in custody tonight at Braille Preciado, live at Milwaukee Police Headquarters after attending that vigil tonight.
That's right, you guys. It was quite the heartbreaking scene out there where we saw shared prayers, embraces, and dozens of balloons gathered at Atkinson Park this evening. And it was just a block away from that specific crash that ended the life of a man family has identified as William Spears. Balloons and flowers are seen at the corner of 12th and Atkinson.
He is gonna be missed, though.
As folks pay their respects to a senior citizen, family identifies as 70-year-old William Spears, or as neighbors like to call, Wink.
But you know, he likes staying out here and being out here around his people. He said these are our people, his family, so. And we respect that.
It's the last place Spears was last seen driving his wheelchair before Milwaukee police say a driver crashed into him while he was attempting to cross the street Tuesday night.
They told me it was like 50 miles an hour. So, you know, that's kind of fast. And it was during the daylight.
Sheldon Rousey says Spears was his uncle.
It's kind of hard for me, and I'm trying to keep it together for him.
A sentiment that is shared among those in the area who had love and respect for him.
He was an awesome person, you know, he's giving, loving, never had a problem with him, so. And I'm just not for me, for a lot of people in the community.
Wink was the one that would take care of you no matter what. So it's impossible for you to grow up and not take care of Wink in return.
While not blood related, folks in the neighborhood saw him as family.
Wink is irreplaceable, man.
For real.
Everybody love Wink, man.
We all love
Everybody Wink. Do the best that you can do for Wink.
Just a block away from the corner he was last seen, dozens gathered.
He's in my heart, and I'm pretty sure he's in a lot of people's hearts out here that love him and respect him.
With prayer and balloons to honor his memory. And Milwaukee police say the driver has been taken into custody and the incident remains under investigation. All charges will be referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. And the family has also set up an account with the GoFundMe. If you would like to get more information, you can visit our website or go on our Fox Local app on this story. Reporting live, Abril Preciado, Fox 6 News.
Abril, thank you.
Yeah, so just to kind of bring this discussion into context.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people understood that, like, he wanted to be out there because there were people that definitely tried to help that were not necessarily immediate family, but they were community family.
Right.
And I think sometimes people forget to talk about community family.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you don't have to be biologically related to someone to be like, man, this is my family.
Mm-hmm.
And treat them as such. Sometimes, in my opinion, people who are not blood related, you have closer friendships
sometimes,
and relationships
sometimes
than your biological family.
Sometimes.
So, yeah. And so for Mr. Spears, a.k.a. Wink, you know, people were saying on online, you know, the family should be ashamed. Why did they get him off the street, this, that, and the other? And so one of his nieces.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up commenting because, again, with hearing all of the people that were saying that and acting like, you know, his family had no love or concern for him and really let it be known like, no. He has family, and we know that, unfortunately, he chose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He chose to be out there. And with the niece's comments, mm-hmm. you know, talking about this situation, it really, she said that, you know, that was her uncle, and the fact that some people are saying, you know, where is the family? Where is the family? Her grandmother was Wink's sister.
Okay.
And she talked about how the fact that when he wanted to now, when he mm-hmm. wanted to, he would end up coming home and said, Uncle Wink is the fourth person to pass away. And this is from his niece, Keisha All or None, on social media. Uncle Wink is the fourth person to pass away in our family. It started with my dad on January 15th, my aunt February 5th. My grandmother, Wink's sister, on March 27th, and now Wink. So when y'all keep asking where his family at, We somewhere trying to survive this cruel world, somewhere trying to fight for our lives against grief and depression. My uncle suffered from severe mental health her entire life, 33 years. Her entire 33 years of living and been on the streets her whole life.
Mm.
He knew where family was when he wanted / needed them. She said, I can remember countless times of him coming to my grandmother's house for a few days or a week here and there. And during that time, she washed his clothes, she showered him and fed him and let him rest. When he was ready to go black out, he would leave. He has real family, and he made a family with y'all on the streets because that's where he wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
So stop asking, where is his family? Because now your family too, so let's celebrate. And that was from, you know, his niece, who, again, kept seeing all of the people saying, you know, where the family at, where the family at? And the truth is, baby, like, until people are ready to make a change for themselves, that's with drugs, alcohol, or anything else, you can give them a new house, and they're going to, you know, still go right back out to the streets if that's what they felt comfortable with. So that's a real thing. We got to get ready to take care of some bills so we can talk about this more in depth. I know we're going to need some time on this one. Truth Nation, we want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Could the family have done more in your opinion? Could the community have done more in your opinion? We want to know, what's your truth? We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Get ready. 101.7 The Truth Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or email our girl, Sierra.Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. That's C-I-E-R-R-A. Proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Arts Working in Education, and Ascension.
Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome black to Truth in the Morning. I am the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And shout out to our YouTube page, to everybody who's checking in. Great morning. We love you. We appreciate you.
And we love gifts.
That part. That part.
And Homer?
Yeah.
I know she got some over there, buddy.
Yeah. You know, listen.
Ooh.
And yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Look at that.
She has a new cup.
Yeah. I got a new coffee mug, y'all. Look. Hi. I'm Shay Shay Foo Foo.
It says hello. Hello.
Hello.
So it's personal.
Yes.
When they see and read that cup, they know it's talking about you.
They know it's me.
I'm Shay Shay Foo.
And it's pink. I love pink. Y'all know I love pink, especially fuchsia pink.
Listen, I had to use my gavel so much. I'm so happy that, you know, I ain't got to run out of nothing.
How many you got? Yeah, how many we got? We counting.
Grown?
Huh?
Grown?
No, I'm talking about. Is that the grown one?
Yeah, this is.
That's the grown gavel?
Yeah, these are the. I have.
Did you bring
it? Now
your,
I have. No.
You didn't bring the baby?
Yeah. You know what, Bailey?
You know
we
what?
We got to get into
you. The baby, this, the baby. You could probably do the little hammer thing on one of the little plaque that comes with it. The little wood
it,
thing
it
that comes.
It didn't have
with.
Nothing that came with it. It was just
no. But I'm saying, if you beat it on the other one of the other ones,
it was born like us, naked. Gabble number two, uh-huh. And gabble number three.
Okay,
they got clothes on.
They got okay.
They got outfits.
Okay,
you don't see the outfit.
All right, I see it.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
I see it. Okay,
it's got its own resting place. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
So I'm saying if you hammered
the baby gavel
on the resting place of one of the other ones, it probably make noise.
No,
it probably make a bigger noise.
It would be disrespectful.
What do you mean?
To the liqueur.
What?
That
what
is that. Listen. Oh, my gosh. You got, a child got to stay in a child's yep. place.
Listen.
Right? A child got to stay in a child's place.
You don't want to walk around with a baby gavel.
Listen, what I'm saying is when, and we're going to get back to a serious situation, but since Bailey took me here.
What?
Listen, Bailey, that is great if you're trying to build your log cabin, and one of the places is, you know, the wooden log
with
cabins.
With toothpicks?
No, not the toothpick ones. I'm saying the interlocking log cabin pieces, and sometimes it's a little tougher to get it in, and you can take that. And
firewood? You,
well. Order in the studio,
okay,
Bailey.
I'm going to leave you alone. We got to get back to
yeah,
back in business.
Yeah, yeah. Not, listen.
I'm going to leave you alone.
I'm just missing the robe now.
Yeah. Hey. Uh-oh. Don't bring him no robe up here, y'all. Don't do it.
Why not?
Because you ain't no judge. Don't have me call Judge Mosley on you.
Call him. Call him. That's my brother. But yeah, okay. So let's get order black in the studio.
Oh,
all
goodness.
Right,
here we go.
Yeah, it's a real thing. All right, so where I'm at with this, there's a situation, in my opinion, that the community is asking, you know, where the family is and, you know, why weren't, you know, this happening? Why didn't that happen? And these are comments on uh-huh. social media from Instagram to Facebook, to, you know. And did anybody fail him? Or was it personal choice? What's your thoughts, Bailey? Because he did have, they said diagnosed with severe mental health issues.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes when you're, and if you don't have anybody in your family
mm-hmm.
That's close to you that has mental health issues, then I guess you wouldn't realize that some people that are like that prefer to do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they prefer to do things like, you know, be unhoused,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, it sounds like he went home whenever he wanted to.
Right, right. He knew that he could go
yeah,
to his could, family.
Yeah. I mean, some people are just like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially if they have mental health issues, you can't really do a whole lot about that. You know, you can't force them to stay home with you.
Do you try to make your community aware?
I mean, everybody knew this guy.
No. I'm just saying when we're talking about people
I mean, that may have some of those issues. Is it the community's business?
Yes, because in my opinion, yes, it is, because it goes back to where I talk about somebody that may have severe mental health issues and they walk around and they got a weapon, and they chasing people.
Well,
and then the person ends up defending themselves, which they have a right to do. And then they'd be like, or law enforcement comes up.
I suppose you could do that to the extent that you could do it.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That immediate community. I look at it. Let me just say the way that I look at it. I look at it the same way that if you petition to get a sign in your community that says deaf child, you will see those signs up.
Yeah.
Letting you know. If it says somebody blind, you can, talk to the city about that and they'll do whatever study they may need to do. Or even the people that have where in front of their homes, you can't park because the person is disabled. So it lets anybody that's coming into that community know, regardless of if anything's parked here or not, this spot is reserved because of that person in that community.
Okay.
So that
I've just never seen a sign for anybody that had
mental
health.
No, I ain't saying that. I'm saying if you live in the community, and at least let people know, look, y'all know my brother got issues. So that way, at least in that community, people will know to be like, oh, man, dude, he ain't got it all. Or, the different ways that people would say it. I'm not saying they would say it politically correct all the time. Mm-hmm. But just to be able to say, look, y'all know my little sister. She got some issues or whatever. To where the community at least knows. So it's sort of like with Wink, in my opinion, that community did pretty much know that, we done talked with Wink, and, Wink is a great guy. Like I say, he's a community legend over there. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you know, just be like, hey, man, if y'all ever see my sister, she do this or she's that. So don't take no harm about it or whatever the case may be. And I'm just saying in those kind of instances, if you have a chance to kind of let your community know, y'all talk about every damn thing else. At least let us know, hey, man, my sister, she's cognitively delayed. Just kind of let the community know. So when they see the person, they won't end up acting aggressively because the person may do something that ticks them off. Be like, you don't know who the hell I am? Be like, hey, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I guess to the extent.
That's why I'm saying community at least.
Can, yeah. I mean, that's okay. That's fine.
Community-wise.
For example, there are laws. You can't, take one of your relatives and commit them, if they have mental health issues.
Yeah, well, you used to.
But you can't really do that no more. They have to be able to do it. They have to do it themselves, which is kind of off. Unless they're a harm to society, then they may get arrested and a judge can put them, in a mental health facility. But
I'm just saying if you know. But I'm gonna tell you, driving through my city, I see signs all the time and it creates an awareness for me. The signs are not through the whole city for that, but on that block that child may live on, or the person who has, the ailment or whatever, you see the sign and it'd be like, oh, okay, all right, let me pay even closer attention. I'm paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
But, I need to make sure that if I see somebody and instead of getting road rage, you'd be like, man, you see me driving? What I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't know who that person is.
Yeah.
So it just makes me respect that block even more. I respect the laws of the road, but I will take extra precaution when I see those signs.
Yeah. I mean, for him, they probably could have done a wheelchair thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They could have said, he was in a wheelchair, wasn't he? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they probably could have done a wheelchair sign for him saying
he wasn't always in a wheelchair. You got to remember he was 70 years old.
Okay.
So now you don't understand as time progressed. But yeah, so that's my thought on it. Just to kind of make at least the people know, if you have a relative that has dementia or Alzheimer, you feel what I'm saying? Be like, hey, look, I'm taking care of my mother. If y'all see her, you know what I'm saying? And I would let all of the, at least on that block, if y'all happen to see her or see him, at least, you kind of got an awareness from that immediate area.
Right.
I'm not saying you got to go yell it all up and down all of Atkinson, but in that immediate area, kind of let people know. My cousin, he just He won't take his medicine. So that gives me, okay, all right. So now I know when he wilding out, instead of taking my usual stance, be like, who the hell are you talking to? Probably wouldn't use the words as polite as that, but that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Troop Nation, we want to hear from you. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. 833-212-1017. Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, it is.
Especially for the immediate people around you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Truth in the Morning. We got to take care of some bills. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, to Truth in the Morning. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
I'm just saying, you're going to learn today.
Oh, see, now you're using the gavel now.
To bring order into the studio.
You finding reasons to use it.
You have to. Yes.
You have to use it when we truly need order in here. You were going to try to use it, see, sparingly. Sparingly.
Okay.
That's why they was trying to give you the baby gavel. They wanted to ease you into.
No.
Yeah.
My hand was.
Shout out to my girl, Aren Kawanda. Thank you so much. I love my mug.
And what does it say?
It says, "Hello, I'm Shay Shay Foo Foo."
See how you had to use the voice?
Whatever.
That's when you know.
Whatever.
Bailey is a little different. She's from us. Oh. We're the others. You know. But she has a comrade.
Who's my comrade?
Our producer, Xavier.
Oh, Xavier.
He doesn't hear noise from the peasants. Whoever they may be. White, black. He don't. He gets up with his... Does his stretch up a morning yawn, and you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
And he's great.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he. Hopefully, he didn't go out on his balcony during this wildfire. And I don't know how long it's supposed to be before it dissipates.
Did you go out and have a big inhalation? Did you inhale a nice deep breath from your balcony this morning, or no?
Oh, yeah, I went outside and checked. I was wondering what the wood burning smell was, but, sometimes people burn their leaves, so I thought that was happening, but I guess I found out it was the wildfires.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. On our YouTube page, Nurse Aaron Kawanda gave you a bunch of hearts.
Aww.
Cats said three family members who are close to the individual can petition the court to have their family member held and evaluated to see if they are a danger to themselves or others, but no one does it. Followed up by saying, and when something happens to the vulnerable person out there, they cry foul. And they said, BS, it's too late. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the realm that I was going in as far as like, you know, let people know. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they probably saw your mother or your father or your uncle or auntie wandering down the street, but they didn't know it's because they have Alzheimer's or dementia.
Right.
So at least in that immediate area, which is what I'm saying about the signs that you can end up requesting on the block that your
I don't recall seeing any that were regarding.
No, that's why I'm saying the community. Yeah, no. I'm not saying for the mental. I'm just saying for that, just the same way, even if it's just on your block.
Okay.
At least let everybody know, look.
Right.
I came back home to move in with my mother or my father or whoever the relative is to you to say that, you know, because they've got dementia.
Right.
or they've got Alzheimer's. So if you see them, here's my number.
Right.
Give me a call, or, you know, or call, you know, I don't know if it's another number, or you would be told to refer to the non-emergency police number or something. Right. But just to, because this is why we see all of these alerts for a lot of people that are missing.
Yeah.
That they say they wandered off or this, that, and the other. So if the community immediate, you know what I'm saying? If
right.
it's that block,
right.
if you do two blocks, mm-hmm. if you see and have a picture of, you know, for people that may not, and I don't know what your mama looked like. I don't know what, have a picture of. Because we damn sure don't see the picture when all of the news stations have to say it's a missing alert. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. kind of same thing. It's being proactive mm-hmm. instead of having to be reactive. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think is kind of important. Pray for my heart. Sincere Ronnie Ray Rio, he's out on the road with that smoke. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely prayers to you, Sincere Ronnie Ray Rio, and anybody else
yeah.
that is in a position where they have to be out there.
Right.
I hope that you mask up.
Yeah.
When
y'all know
Bailey
y'all
was
got
talking
that
about
mask.
Them masks. Listen, please utilize them.
This book bag right here that I carry a backpack in every day.
Yep, and you still didn't change your chair, did you?
No, I didn't. You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This backpack, mm-hmm. I used to carry this during COVID, and I always kept a stock
mm-hmm.
of the M95 mask in there.
Yep.
And it's a good thing.
Yeah, I have them in my vehicles.
Yeah, you gotta have those. You gotta
mm-hmm.
have them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially right now, it's better for you if you do have to go out to have, you know, a mask.
Yep. In my DJ bag,
mm-hmm.
I've got N95 mask
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
You know, because it's real.
It's real.
It is real.
Yeah.
So hopefully this will encourage some people who have not taken some advanced precautions.
Mm-hmm.
To take some advanced precautions, you know,
yeah.
to just kind of let people know.
Yeah.
Because everybody's not going to just know.
Yeah.
You know, and some people can be having a frustrated day and they just got zero tolerance for anything.
Yeah.
So the first person that may come up to them and say something crazy or
mm-hmm.
ask them something crazy,
mm-hmm.
they may snap on them.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have to, if you see it, somebody running down there, hey, somebody, you know, beating up your brother or your cousin or whatever it might be.
Right.
And it's they didn't know, so they doing what they doing because they felt like the person disrespected them or whatever the case may be. And they weren't trying to do conflict resolution.
Right.
Because they was on their own. People, like the niece said, a lot of people are dealing with their own issues. This grief, which we've talked about too, Bailey, it's no joke. It's a lot of people that are walking around depressed.
Oh, yeah. Just in a real general sense.
Right. And they not trying to see a therapist or anything. They're walking around feeling like, I can deal with it. I got it. I got this. This ain't nothing. I get past this.
And, you know, in our culture, it's always been such a, you know,
taboo thing.
Yep. Yeah. You don't want to. Yeah. Why you need to talk to somebody? Sometimes you just need to take a load off.
That's it. Real talk.
And talking to your girlfriend or whatever, your homegirl, ain't going to help.
That part. We got to get ready to take care of some bills moving up towards the top of the hour. DOJ says, bump Milwaukee's face mask ban for ICE agents.
They ain't finna do it.
It ain't going to happen. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.